is my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone. Turn my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stunned by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs and voices never shared. And no one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a...
Be interesting. Specifically, few words in that opening piece of music today. People hearing without listening. I sometimes wonder if we're dealing with that same issue even here on RBN. People pick out and hear specific words, specific comments, maybe occasionally an attitude, such as the one that I've been, you know, spitting out here more often lately. But it is definitely a nationwide problem, maybe even a worldwide problem. Good day, Jeffrey Bennett here. On this, for me, a very ostensive date. It is the 30th day of January. It is my, well, let's put it this way. 50 years ago, or should I say 3 weeks ago, 50 years ago, as I've shared, I left Vietnam on the 6th day of January and mustered out of the military the next day. 50 years ago today, I met my wife on a blind date. And God knows how, we're still together. Went to the London House to see Ramsey Lewis in Chicago. People hearing without listening. Several dates or several headlines posted in unusual places today, places that most of you would never go to online. They're places that I spend a fair amount of time with for education reasons, for other reasons, and interestingly enough, another topic that they deal with, which happens to be abortion. But in this particular case, it talks about Virginia, the state or Commonwealth of Virginia, whatever the hell they call themselves with this idiotic governor and this bunch of northern invaders that have come in and gotten elected to positions of power in that state. Virginia Democrats have passed a bill to let non-doctors perform abortions or commit abortions. Now think about that for a minute. Another headline, Virginia House of Representatives have advanced their gun restrictions. Another headline, Virginia politicians want to make it illegal to criticize them. It would seem to me that back in the mid-1770s or thereabouts, that the movement began to move the various colonies towards a degree of freedom. It began in Virginia. What the hell has happened? People have forgotten everything. History is no longer taught in the education system. And therefore, if it's not taught, it's not known. This is interesting. This truck, in fact, could be driving through Virginia. It's a sewage truck, as it were. One that cleans out sewers or toilets or whatever, and on the back of this truck it just states, may contain political promises. Boy, does that fit the bill. They need to get those trucks over to San Francisco and Los Angeles. Oh, yeah. These are the kind of headlines we're seeing. Interesting commentary by the sheriff out of, I think it's called Yuma County or Pima, I'm not sure. Border fence helped cut crime in Yuma, Arizona by 91% last year. Interesting to come across things like that. These are the kind of headlines that we are coming across. 10 days ago, of course, they had the huge march in Richmond, Virginia, which had to do with this movement of Virginians to, in effect, ban gun ownership. This is getting pretty rough. I believe that once again, Virginia is being used to lay the groundwork for expanding the gun grab all over this nation. This is scary stuff. But unto itself, it is but a part of the problem. Today we're going to talk about how our government, as well as the media, are prepping America for a failed 2020 election. Now, we could sit on both sides of the aisle as relates to elections or voting. There are those who say voting is a complete waste of time. Well, I will have to be honest with you. I've not cast my vote for the office of the presidency for quite some years. My concentration is more with local, state positions, whether it be governors or various different state representatives, although I do, as a general rule, get involved and cast a vote for representatives of the state that I live in, which is Arizona. And these are people that, in effect, would wind up going to Washington, D.C. We had an interesting situation in the last election because Jeff the Flake decided to step down. And in doing so, he kind of threw things out of the loop. But of course, at about the same time, Crooked McCain kick the bucket. So they had to temporarily put someone in McCain's position to finish out his term. We had two females running for Flake's position. And Martha McSally, who was a retired Air Force pilot, and Kristen Sinema. And she's a rather hot-looking, sexy blonde. Turns out she's a... she goes both ways. She likes male and female. Maybe she likes transgenders, too. You know, those are the ones that can't figure out which one they are. And the two of them were both running for that position. Well, the position went to Sinema, meaning McSally lost. But when McCain kicked the bucket, they gave her his position as senator for her to fill out the rest of his tenure. And or maybe it was Flake. Who cares what the difference is? So they're both in there. Well, Sinema's side, you know, Sinema goes to Washington, D.C., dressed like a slut when she took her oath of office. And then she came out, you know, a few weeks later speaking on the floor of the Senate and was dressed so weird with you know, like this sexy hooker outfit, right? Boots, the whole nine yards, you know. And then all of a sudden, I never heard about her or saw her ever mentioned again until recently because, well, we're starting to move closer to elections and you got this issue and that issue. And McSally, of course, is now going to have to run for real. Sinema is trying to run to maintain her position that she's done nothing with. This is all the nonsense we're dealing with. So failed elections? Yeah, I can smell them coming. Russia, China, Iran, they're, of course, being blamed for using technology to undermine the 2020 election. And yet the very technologies they're allegedly using were created by a web of companies with deep ties to Israeli intelligence. Let's go back a little history. As World War II drew to a close in Europe, British philosopher Bertrand Russell wrote that neither a man nor a crowd nor a nation can be trusted to act humanely or to think sanely under the influence of a great fear. Now, I guess one of the fears that's facing us today is this coronavirus garbage. I read this morning, I believe, that someone in this, there's the first example of someone in this country actually contracting the disease from someone else, someone they knew. I didn't read it. I don't know if it was a family member. It doesn't make a lot of difference. But there is fear over this. I'm not saying that there is not something going on, but I saw an article published this morning that stated that the flu is of greater concern to us than the contravirus. It's like I stated on Facebook the other day. We've had the Hunta virus. We've had the I don't know. There's so many viruses, and every time Big Pharma, the vaccination industry, comes up with a so-called cure, that unto itself is reason to have fear. In my particular opinion. A couple of columns that I posted this morning at drkelly.info. One in particular is an article written by a registered nurse with phenomenal experience. It's the second article down right now called Save This Generation, Don't Vaccinate. Well worth reading her piece. It's a very, very interesting piece. As the little image says that I posted, every year your government creates a disease and blames it on us just so they have a reason to vaccinate you with something. Think about that one. Spooky. There's always control issues involved, aren't there? Now, going back to Russell and post-World War II, there have been numerous examples in that period proven Russell's point. And maybe one of the best examples was the U.S. public willingness to swallow lie after lie after lie about Saddam Hussein's Iraq due to the climate of fear that followed the September 11th attacks. Now, those lies propagated by dubious intelligence, government officials, and a compliant media resulted in catastrophes, large and small, both abroad and at home. And today, an analogous narrative is being crafted by many of the same players, both in the media and the government, and yet it has avoided scrutiny, even from independent media. Over the past several months, and with renewed zeal in just the last few weeks, anonymous so-called intelligent officials or dubious experts and established media outlets have crafted a narrative about the coming chaos of the 2020 election months before it takes place. And per that narrative, certain state actors will use specific technologies to target the American mind in order to undermine this upcoming election. And the narrative holds that those efforts will be so successful that the U.S. will never recover as a democracy. Well, here we go with that word again. But we're not a democracy, we're a republic. Well, yeah, we're a republican form of government, but we use an awful lot of democratic blah, 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 blah. As I've stated for many, many years, go back into an old Black's Law Dictionary back from the 1800s. Forget the stuff that's been rewritten and updated because it's all been twisted and manipulated. Black's Law Dictionary ain't what it was 150 years ago, okay? It's that simple. You look at one of the old ones, and they're out there. You look up the word republic or democracy, and you're going to find massive intertwining, even back then. So, we've got these anonymous government sources. They've got their stenographers. They've already named the countries who will be responsible and the technologies they're going to use. They'll also admit that no evidence yet exists to back up the claims, meaning they are, at best, absolute complete speculation. Headlines like, hackers are coming for the 2020 election and we're not ready. Basically, every U.S. national security leader is warning about foreign interference in the 2020 election. You know, it wasn't until the last election in 2016 that there was ever any discussion about foreign interference in any of our elections. We don't need foreign interference. We got Democrats registering dead people to vote. We got both parties willingly allowing illegals to vote. And now they're getting driver's licenses. And along with the driver's license comes the right to vote. What the hell is this crap? Another headline that we could possibly see. U.S. intel agencies, Russia and China plotting to interfere in the 2020 election. All this stuff is becoming more and more common. Yet no available evidence. As if warnings that the American public is defenseless against the old scourge of fake news and the new scourge of deep fakes. Some media reports have gone so far to say that actual foreign meddling isn't even necessary, as merely the fear of foreign meddling could be enough to upend the American political system beyond repair. And historically, the goal of these kind of fears and fear-inducing narratives has been the trading of civil liberties for increased security, or rather the appearance of increased security. But when the need for security is felt due to a fear that is based on government-driven speculation and not on real evidence, the goal of that narrative is not about protecting the public from a real, tangible threat, but instead about the consolidation of power by the very groups responsible for crafting it. In this case, the intelligence community itself and other key players in the national security state. I mean, good God, people. How many people are still employed in Washington, D.C. that were brought in there as part of the Obama administration? What is particularly odd about this narrative surrounding imminent chaos and meddling in the election is the fact that not only have the instruments of said meddling been named and described in detail, but their use in the election was recently simulated by a company with deep ties to both both U.S. and Israeli intelligence. And that simulation, organized and run by the Israeli-American company called Cyber Reason, ended with scores of Americans dead, cancellation of the 2020 election, the imposition of martial law, and a spike in fear among the American populace. This is, in effect, a game. But who's making the rules? Simulation, remember. Simulation to me is no different than a game, an electronic computer game. Now, many of the technologies used to create that chaotic and horrific scenario in the Cyber Reason simulation are the very same technologies that the U.S. federal officials and corporate media outlets have promoted as the core of the very toolkit that they claim will be used to undermine this upcoming election. Deep fakes and hacks of critical infrastructure, consumer devices, even vehicles. And then while the narrative in place has already laid the blame at the feet of the U.S., rival states, China, Russia, Iran, these very technologies are instead dominated by companies that are tied to the very same intel agencies as Cyber Reason. Specifically and pointedly, the narrative about this 2024 and meddling, but also dominating technologies and simulating their use to upend this election. It becomes crucial to consider the motivations behind this narrative. These intel agencies have ulterior motives in simulating such outcomes that would effectively end American democracy and hand almost total power to the national security state, which I'm afraid is already in place anyway. Now, even though the 2020 election is still, 10 months away? A plethora of media reports over the past 6 months, and even before then, have been raising concern after concern about how the U.S. election is still so vulnerable to foreign meddling, that such meddling is essentially an inevitability. But let's slow up for just a moment. What's been going on for the last week is this impeachment nonsense. Oh, I'm sorry, it's not the last week. This has, in effect, been going on for 3 years now. 3 years. Oh, is it this upcoming week that we've got to have the presidential State of the Union? Why? What the hell for? Half the people he's going to be speaking to, as far as the Congress are concerned, are a bunch of freaking blithering idiots that have been out to nail this guy since day one anyway. I'm not a huge fan of Trump. He's done some damn good things. But my God, he has spent most of his 3 years in office thus far combating a sickness. Nancy Pelosi allegedly made the comment yesterday that if Trump would be reelected, she's probably going to step down. I don't think she will. I think it's just a bunch of BS. It draws attention to her. You know, Madeleine Albright came out and made some statement yesterday, and it's like, oh my God, every time I look at her, I think of Mother Jefferson. So all these things that we're reading about and seeing, this is not just something that's just popped up in the last couple of months. So what are they going to, claim that, oh, well, the Trump was reelected because of foreign involvement? You know, there's been more and more rumors that Hillary may just pop up again. Joe Biden apparently made a mistake that you know, well, you know, you got to help me get in there, but make sure we've got a somewhat younger vice president because, you know, after all, I'm getting old. In other words, you're going to kick the, well, if you're getting that old and you're even thinking that way, dummy, who'd want to vote for you anyway? As it's posted all over Facebook and Twitter and Twitter and all these other places that, you know, you've been in office in one form or another for about 40 years, slick. And you haven't done a damn thing. And yet you're talking about how we've got to make change? It's that change I'm getting scared to death of, pal. Now, a lot of the reason for the recent pickup in fear-mongering appears to have been the release of a joint statement issued by key members of the Trump administration just 2 months ago. And that statement was offered by Bill Barr, Defense Secretary Esper, Acting DHS Secretary McClennan, Acting Director of National Intel Joseph McGuire, FBI Director Christopher Wray, NSA Director General Paul Nakasone, and Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency Director Christopher Krebs. All who claim that foreign interference in 2020 was imminent, despite admitting that there's no evidence of same. Comments made that our adversaries want to undermine our democratic institutions, influence public sentiment, affect government policies. Russia, China, Iran, other foreign malicious actors all will seek to interfere in the voting process or influence voter perceptions. It's all happening right now. Adversaries may try to accomplish their goals through a variety of means, including social media campaigns, directing disinformation operations, conducting disruptive or destructive cyber attacks on state and local infrastructure. And while at this time we have no evidence of a compromise or disruption to election infrastructure that would enable adversaries to prevent voting, change vote counts, or disrupt, you guys have been doing that anyway, or disrupt the ability to tally votes, we will continue to vigilantly monitor any threats to U.S. elections. Ugh. Despite the key caveat of there being no evidence at the time the statement was issued, media reports use those statements to claim that foreign interference in 2020 was imminent. BuzzFeed, ABC News, Newsweek. In addition to those reports that have cast the involvement of state actors, Russia, Iran, China, as assured despite no evidence, other reports have made the claim that this allegedly imminent interference will inevitably be successful, largely due to claims that the tactics used will rely heavily on technology that the U.S. cannot hope to successfully counter. CSO Online, an online news outlet that provides news, analysis, and research on security and risk management, recently warned that, quote, fixing America's voting and election infrastructure problems is a long-term proposition, one that won't be fixed in time for this election. New York Times warned of imminent chaos and that stealthier, malevolent foreign actors had already created the foundation for an ugly campaign season marred by hacking and disinformation. Wired claimed last year that U.S. election security is still hurting at every level. And it is. You know, so to some degree, we're somewhat rehashing here what began to take place in 2016 when it became evident that Trump was going to be the selected candidate. Oh boy, they didn't like that from the get-go. Stick around. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Got to run down the hall to the library.
You say my opinions are not fact. I want to ask you, is it opinion and is death in tax? A dollar in, a dollar out.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
And I will share with you that the entirety of what we're discussing here today, I don't think there's anything that's that shocking to any of you. This is almost like the introduction to how in-depth this goes. It's going to be a lengthy process to prepare this and publish it, and I will do so. Probably have it up very late tonight. And for some people, it's going to be boring as hell, and they'll either tune out, or they'll get X number of paragraphs into it, and they'll shut it down.
Oh, that's nothing we didn't know.
Well, in many respects, you're right. But sometimes we, as our opening song today said, you know, we hear, but we don't listen. We don't study. We don't read enough any longer. We've become so susceptible to the electronic world. The electronic world being our cell phones and the Facebooks and the all the various websites we go to every day, and in fact, yes, tuning into the networks. But how many times have I said to once again recant the story I've shared with you a number of times that amongst the reasons I generally just don't take callers is one particular caller. Some years ago, it's probably been 8 years, when John got very upset one day on the network on his program, National Intel Report. And, you know, you go through economic issues. We have far more competition online than we ever did 10, 15, 20, 25 years ago. And we had almost none back in those days. And it's all getting spread out all over the place. And John's comment was that if, you know, we don't get the support that's necessary, we're just going to shut the GD network down. And John was pretty frustrated and decided to take the next day off and asked me to fill in for him, which I did. And I, you know, as John did, I open up, take callers. One guy calls in. I don't know what we all going to do if you shut network down. My God, I listen, you know, X number of hours a day. I said, why? I said, you know, you've got to find the programs that have got the strongest and the greatest meaning and not only raises questions, but in some cases provides answers. Or at least what I try to do is not necessarily provide. I'm not going to tell you what to do. You've got to absorb the kind of information we're sharing. And whether it has to do with gun control or constitutional abuses, the abortion issue, whether it's illegal immigration, it's not even immigration, it's an illegal invasion. You've got to find the one or two things that just smack you hard. And you've got to get involved with those things, making people aware and opening discussions, not yelling and screaming, not fighting with people, but attempting to open up a dialogue with these people. And instead of just telling them what the problem is, you've got to formulate a question to get them to kind of stand back and say, well, hell, I never thought about it that way. I told the guy, you know, 12, 14 hours a day. My God, go find 4 to 6 hours a day, but take 8 hours to 10 hours a day and get off your ass and do something locally. Reach people. And don't ever stop. That's why we're losing people, because we sit and listen or walk around with our heads facing the sidewalk as we hold these stupid little computers called cell phones. But that's what they've become. They're computers. The guy that Robbie Noel and I worked with a quarter of a century ago, Eric Cederstrom, said the day is going to come that we'll be carrying computers in our pockets. Now, I think he said that really having no clue how true it had all become. Rolling Stone recently published an article earlier in January with the headline, "Hackers are coming for the 2020 election and we're not ready," which claimed that the reality is that we've made progress since the last election, but we're much less secure than we should be. Well, yeah, we've made progress because I think more and more people have come to the realization that these damned elections are being manipulated. You got people voting that have no legal right to be voting. And these states are finally beginning to admit the massive number of registered people that, oh, they never should have been registered. They're not eligible. We got dead people on the rolls. Oh, God, that's, come on, I'm from Chicago. We had dead people on the rolls years ago. But they're finally beginning to realize that that's not that uncommon around the country. And people are coming in using their name. They're not having to show IDs. You used to have to go in and show an ID. Now you just walk in and say, yeah, my name is Joe Sanguizzi. I'm here to cast my, yeah, this is my address. Yep, okay, fine, go ahead, vote. Now Rolling Stone's article goes on to this. Claim that the goal isn't necessarily to hack voting machines or change results, but, quote, to merely create the impression of an attack as a way to undermine our faith in the electoral process. But now, forget that. We've got states that are now wanting to eliminate the electoral process in their states. They're basically passing legislation saying, nope, whoever gets the most votes, they're going to get it. They're going to win. Which just wipes out the Electoral College. You ever look at a map of this country? Look at a map. Take a look and see where most of the population lives. The largest number of voters in the New York and Frisco and L.A. and Chicago and large cities like that, Seattle. All democratically controlled left-wing nutcases that live in those areas. And then you get out to places like you know, Montana and Idaho and stuff like that. That means why have an electoral college? You might as well just fire all the senators and representatives. Put it in the hands of the people. I say shotgun. Shoot them 40, run now. Shoot the jerks, baby. Shoot the jerks now. I know that's going to upset some of you. But most of you will know that piece of music. Junior Walker. Yeah. Rolling Stone's article continues and says the target is the minds of the American people. And that was stated by a man named Joshua Geltzer, a former counterterrorism director at the NSC, National Security Council. He goes on to say, in some ways, we're less vulnerable than we were in 2016, but in other ways, more. Nearly every expert agrees on this. The worst case scenario, the one we need to prepare for, is a situation that causes Americans to question the bedrock of our democracy, free and fair elections. Then shut the damn media up. It's the media and idiots like this Northam character in Virginia. I don't understand why he hasn't been yanked out of office. I don't understand how the man even got elected into office. Except that the left-wingers are now controlling Virginia. And where did they come from? They weren't born and raised in Virginia. They all come down from up north. So, long before this type of rhetoric, which is a polite word for the term BS, made its way into the U.S. media, Israeli intelligence-linked tech firm Cyber Reason, here we go again, claiming in a release on its website that messing with a voter's mind would have a bigger impact than changing vote totals even before the 2016 election this took place. And that release, published by Cyber Reason prior to the last presidential election, was authored by the company's CEO, someone named Lior Div, that's L-I-O-R, who used to lead offensive hacking operations against nation states for Israeli military intelligence. Don't forget, the same people and I'm blanking, I'm just going through a blank, Michael, my apologies if you happen to be listening, text me. It was the USS Liberty? It was taken out by the Israeli military air force? Oh, that's right, and it's our tax dollars that fund the living hell out of those people. So all these media reports, there's a clear consensus that one of the main tactics that will soon be used to meddle in our election and other things will be the use of the so-called deep fakes, F-A-K-E-S. And deriving its name from a combination of deep learning and fake, deep fakes involves video and audio that has been manipulated using artificial intelligence, AI, to create media that appears to be authentic, but it's not. Oh yeah, they're out there on Facebook already. Concern about its use in the upcoming election has spurred not only a wealth of media reports on the matter, but has prompted both the U.S. military and Congress to take action to limit its potential misuse. Congress? Congress hasn't taken action on anything in 3 years other than trying to get Trump. Oh, that's what Mother Jefferson's statement was, that once we get rid of Trump, we're going after Pence, too. Jeez. They have no intention of doing a damn thing but getting Trump. One thing that stands out about this media narrative regarding election meddling and deep fakes is that some news organizations have actually published articles that state that deep fakes will be used to undermine this upcoming election. They're not saying that they could be or that they are a phenomenon worthy of attention. No. Oh, there are a few reports that have taken that more measured approach, but the mainstream media, as you and I know it, ain't going to take that approach. They're going to do all they can to give us Lizzie Borden. Lizzie, what's her last name? I can't remember. The so-called Indian. Native American. Lying sack of garbage. The reason for this level of confidence, my friends, may in fact owe to statements made by prominent U.S. intel officers last year, including those made by Dan Coats, former director of the National Intelligence, who claimed in the 2018 Worldwide Threat Assessment for the U.S. intel community that deep fakes and other high-tech forms of fake media would be used to disrupt, and it goes on and on and on. He said adversaries and strategic competitors probably will attempt to use deepfakes or similar machine learning techs to create convincing but false images and audio and video files to augment influence campaigns directed against this country and our allies and partners. And since Coates made the warning, numerous media reports have promoted the concern with little to no scrutiny. It represented just one of the numerous times in U.S. history where narratives first authored by U.S. intel were subsequently promoted heavily by U.S. media, even when the claim made by those officials is completely speculative. Makes you begin to truly wonder, doesn't it? Where are we going? Hey, Michael, how you doing, brother? Yeah, Elizabeth Warren, Lizzie Borden, what's the difference, you know? Both a couple liars and murderers in one form or another. It's crazy. Well, so we take a look at this, and it so much of it comes back to the American, and why is it that Israel always seems to manage to pop up in this thing? Look, Israel is on their toes all the time. They're going to be involved in helping to manipulate whatever they can to make sure that the party that funds them the greatest amount of shekels is on the winning side of this thing. Schumer certainly isn't French. Never mind, we're not going down that road. But you get my point, I'm sure. Deepfakes figured prominently. They were the tool most used by malevolent hackers in Cyber Reason's 2020 election simulation. It saw video and audio only deepfakes used to spread. Remember, this is, in essence, it's let's call it a video game. But aside from the deep fakes, other techs weaponized in Cyber Reason's election simulation have also been the subject of other media reports, such as the hacking of Internet of Things, devices and appliances, even the hacking of vehicles that have some form of Internet connectivity. And this becomes interesting. I came across a piece, I believe it was on Facebook earlier this morning. I don't make any bone about it. I put a good number of hours a day in on Facebook. I read, I study, I've got some, little off-the-wall things I'm involved with, but it is a way to attempt to put the work that I do out in front of people, to share, to participate with people of like minds. And some of those people are a hell of a lot harsher than I've been, and it's increasing my level of harshness. I'm not a particularly nice guy when it comes to this kind of stuff. It becomes important to get the information in front of people. I got to be honest with you. Since in the last couple of years, I've got people texting me left and right during this program. It's great. My good friend Michael Nesser. Ken is with me. Ken's kind of joined me on this thing more and more. Somebody calling in from a 281 phone number. I unfortunately don't have a name attached to this thing. But so we know we're reaching some people, some listeners, and that's good. But we have been in a roundabout way, and John will agree with this, and I think most of the other broadcasters at RBN are going to agree, that in effect we're being shadow banned. We're being blocked. There are movements being made to block our websites, block people's ability to find us, i.e. Kettle Marine and its publications, which include five different websites, two of which are loosely related, well, they're very tightly related, dealing with the economics, Morgana Precious Metals, goldenira.com. Federal Observer is most definitely being blocked. I've even got stuff that have always been a part of my websites for many, many years, and all of a sudden those functions have been blocked or somehow removed. They're still in there, but I can't get to them. All of these things are affecting us. So I've got to utilize Facebook or whatever other social media operations I can get a hold of to try to reach people. And yes, I'm drawing folks in. You know, we don't have the audiences that we once had in this mechanism of reaching out. And so when I look at people like Michael and Ken and some of the other folks that I know that are dropping emails or texts to me while I'm on the air, that becomes my way of saying, yeah, I'm not cutting a listener out. I just have a number of reasons why I don't want to waste my time taking callers in most instances. Too many times people call in and they want to get completely off topic. They think they're on topic, but they're not. But the fact of the matter is, we have a government that wants to take our guns away from us. And the number of people that are participating in that nonsense are becoming greater in number. The politicians, the media. And yet, I go look at my very close friend Granny, who turned 80 in December, or beginning of January, I'm sorry. And she is very open about it, as are many other folks. Those of us who own guns aren't the ones out on the street causing the problems. We're not the ones going to the south side of Chicago and just starting shooting people left and right just to do it, or whatever other reason it is they do it. No. The big people, the controlling people, have far other ideas. They know that the people who own guns illegally and go out and do this wackadoo, insane shooting up in bars and in schools, etc., they're not the kind of people that are ever going to follow the laws, ever. But we're the kind of people that will stand up to take this country back. I hope and pray that that's the case.
I'm getting too old for this.
Well, why don't you stop worrying about getting old and maybe just be concerned about being a little bit dead? And where are you going to leave your children, your grandchildren? In too many cases, we've not... What the heck is that? Oh, God, we're that close already? Thanks, son. Because I just had another screen that popped up that ticks me off. I don't like that happening. Anyway, look. I've given you the base introduction for the direction this thing is going to go, and it's going to expand and go out much, much deeper. You're going to have to pay attention to all of this. Be aware. Teach, educate, before we're out of time. I'll see you next week.
Hand in hand with ignorance and the Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.